CRTV News with Winston Lepga. The main points. Cameroon's Prime Minister John Guti emphasizes the need for mining countries in Africa to use their rich resources to bargain for economic growth and sustainable development. Leaders of political parties in the country have been cautioned against making derogatory statements against state authorities for they run the risk of being prosecuted. The University of Yaoundé One's fan club has begun setting the agenda at the Garoua All-University Games that officially begin on Saturday. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. The Prime Minister and head of government has reiterated the need for mining countries in Africa to use their resources as a bargaining chip for economic growth and sustainable development. Chief Dr. Joseph John Guti was speaking today in Yaoundé while representing President Paul Biya at the official opening of the meeting of ministers of mines of the Organization of African, the Caribbean and Pacific States and the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention. We have details with our star building correspondent, Christian Chiatem.
Critical minerals, untapped jewels, and underground riches were on top of the agenda as ministers of mines from countries of the Organization of African, Caribbean, and Pacific States, ACP, gathered for the start of their three-day meeting at the Yaoundé Conference Center. Equally present were members of cabinet, members of regional bodies, and international investors of the mining sector. The Secretary General of the Organization of ACP Countries, Jorge Robelo Pinto, and the head of the EU delegation in Cameroon, Jean-Marc Chatenier, in their different speeches, highlighted the opportunities which critical minerals provide in powering development for their host countries. But for this to happen, the two men said solid partnerships are needed to ensure sustainable and equitable exploitation of minerals. The acting Minister of Mines, Fu Callistus Gentry, who presented a rundown of short-term and long-term mining projects ranging from iron ore, gold, and bauxite to cobalt, said Cameroon is moving from a country of potential to a producing and processing country of critical minerals.
With a view to improving the well-being of mankind, Cameroon plans to implement and develop in conjunction with the European Union a mining policy focused on the exploitation of minerals critical to the energy transition. With this in mind, the Cameroon legislator, through the mining code, has stipulated that at least 15% of minerals from the mining sector must process locally.
The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guti, who represented President Paul Biya at the ceremony, in his keynote speech, said Cameroon and ACP countries need to capitalize on the relative scarcity of minerals on the world scene. Joseph Dion Guti said Cameroon, under the guidance of President Paul Biya, is bent on exploring all avenues for development offered by the mining sector. Christian Chiatem, CRTV, the Yaoundé Conference Center.
Cameroon is hosting the meeting of the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States, OACPS, and the Yaoundé event is taking place parallel to the fourth edition of the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention, which is holding in the presence of the Secretary General of OACPS, Jorge Robelo Chicote, and Cameroon's Acting Minister of Mines, Professor Fu Callistus Gentry. We have details with Belinda Shaw.
African, Caribbean and Pacific are rich in key critical raw materials required to drive the global green and digital transitions. In the regard, it is imperative that the OACPS harness this mineral wealth to advance value addition, beneficiation and industrialization. His Excellency Georges Robelo Chicote is the Secretary General of the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific.
Far too many of our mineral-rich members lack the necessary infrastructure, technology and capacity to fully harness their potential benefits. No wonder UNCTAD further reports of a potential gap in investment of 180 to $270 billion. in the period of 2023-2030.
The implementation of a coherent and complementary set of policies and support interventions will promote sustainable economic development in member countries. Discussions in a session on development finance and investment in critical raw materials will enable ministers of mines and senior officials from 79 OACPS countries to explore avenues for financial support and investment in critical raw material projects in their respective countries and regions.
Mining in the East region is done through semi-mechanization, and it is said to bring hope to many municipalities there. Although there is a great quantity of gold and other minerals, the risk of environmental degradation remains high, with the municipalities still expecting the benefits of this semi-mechanization. Celestine Sumbele.
Villages within active mining areas of the East region are today more impacted negatively with land degradation, abandoned open pits, and several health hazards as a result of the semi-mechanization of the mining industry. Mada Michelle, mayor of Ngura. There is the advanced degradation of the environment. Let the population enjoy the fruits of the exploitation. Abba Levy, mayor of Uli. The abandon of open holes of more than 50 meters, the massive destruction of nature and environment. The contribution of machineries makes it possible to have a greater quantity of gold and other ores compared to artisanal methods, but the consequences are more devastating to the environment and inhabitants. The underground richness of the East region has brought more harm than good to the residents of the area, as municipal authorities decry the non-respect of the laws and specifications. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Betwa.
Cameroon's Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development has reiterated that government is making persistent efforts towards fighting food crisis in the country. Gabriel Bairobi was speaking in Gounderi while launching the emergency project to combat food crisis in Cameroon in the presence of the resident representative of the World Food Programme, Wanja Karia.
The project aimed to promote food security in our country. To achieve this objective, we give humanitarian assistance to vulnerable population on the field. We help the population to increase their income by working for the project, building dams, bridges, warehouses, or any community structures in the villages. We put in place a school feeding program for children and even for unnourished children in the villages or pregnant women.
Cameroon's Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Bairobi. On to this news released from the Ministry of Communication. In the morning of Monday, the 20th of May, 2024, as people were making their way to various grandstands to celebrate the National Day, two terrorist attacks were carried out by separatist fighters in Boyo of the Northwest region. In the first attack, which took place in the Belo subdivision of Boyo, the terrorists, dressed in the uniforms of Cameroon's Defense and Security Forces, ambushed at about 100 meters from the Belo Council, opened fire at close range on Ngong Innocent Akiambong, the mayor of the Belo Council, and Anyi Aaron Ngong, the subdivisional inspector for basic education. The two personalities who were on their way to the grandstand, unfortunately, succumbed to their injuries. As they were immediately pursued, one of the assailants was neutralized, while the others are being actively sought. Another attack occurred in the Ginicom subdivision, where terrorists positioned on the slopes of the mountains fired heavily towards the town without any casualties. Their aim was to sow fear among the population and disrupt the smooth running of activities related to the National Day. Thanks to the prompt and energetic response of the Cameroonian Defense and Security Forces, the outlaws were repelled and the population continued to go about their businesses in peace. The government of the Republic strongly condemns these cowardly and despicable attacks by lawless individuals directed against both representatives of the state and innocent citizens who were enthusiastically mobilized for the celebration of the country's National Day. The government once again takes this opportunity to urge the people of the Northwest and Southwest regions not to succumb to any form of intimidation, as well as reassuring them of its resolve and that of the Defense and Security Forces to do everything possible to reestablish order, peace, and security in the regions concerned. It is signed, the Minister of Communications, Government Spokesperson René Emmanuel Sadi. Political party leaders have been warned against derogatory statements aimed at discrediting state authority and the integrity of the President of the Republic. In a news release signed by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, it is warned that the declarations of rebellion against the state will be severely sanctioned according to the law. Albert Jiebundi has read through the release and now reports.
Paul Atanganji makes no mention of the opposition political party leaders provoking his outburst, but recent developments could well indicate that his outing follows the press conference of Professor Maurice Kamto on May 10 and Honorable Cabral Libi's National Day Eve message to his followers on social media. The CRM leader is quoted to have made inflammatory statements announcing a civil strife if he felt cheated, reiterating he was ready to die to defend his claims, while Honorable Cabral Libi is blamed for making derogatory statements against the personality of the head of state. In a strongly worded two-page reaction, the Minister of Territorial Administration reminds the said politicians that benefiting from parliamentary immunity is no excuse to defy state authority nor incite rebellion against the state. Paul Atanganji equally reminds politicians that outrageous statements against the President of the Republic are reprimanded by the Penal Code. Reacting to claims that opposition political parties are denied the right to hold public rallies, the Minat boss recalls that only subdivisional officers working under the authority of SDOs and governors are competent to authorize such meetings, which he says are sometimes denied the CPDM party for diverse reasons. Citing 26 of such cases in 2024 alone, notably in Tonga, Samilima, Marwa and Bagante. Minister Paul Atanganji concludes by calling on Cameroonians to guard against any forms of manipulation from politicians who hope to gain power from the streets instead of the ballot box.
Some taxpayers have been drilled on how to declare their taxes in a workshop that was organized in Yaoundé today by the Directorate General of Taxation. Leslie Manny reports.
The tax of the Directorate General of Tax are defined in Decree Number 2005/119 of April 15, 2005 on the organization of the Ministry of Economy and Finance. And they have as mission to design and determine the tax-based management of tax and taxpayers, tax audits and recovery. In order for them to carry out their duties smoothly, they have organized training sections where they are encouraging the population to get registered at the Directorate General of Taxes, where they have only a month to get registered.
Just want to remind them that the delay is 30 of June and reassure them that the tax administration is in good disposition to assist them to make their annual declaration.
A penalty of 10% will be levied on the persons who do not respect the deadline. The workshop that took place today also strengthened taxpayers' presence on the digitalization of taxation in Cameroon. Tiezum Christian, one of the participants.
The Cameroon tax system is actually going digital, meaning each and every individual living in Cameroon doing any activity that he has income must first of all create his own unique identification number. You always get to decide either you do it at the end of the year and you declare exactly how much income you earned, the percentage you were to pay, either it was deducted per month or you are paying annually. And it's so important, it's going to actually ease work for us.
Public and private sector employees, property owners, and recipients of non-professional income and liable to this order.
The Bermuda Three Council says that investing in livelihoods and developmental projects are top priority for that municipality and that they are fine-tuning strategies to improve on their output every year. Mercy Kosi.
852 million CFA francs is the amount that was budgeted as revenue for Bermuda 3 in 2023. The council officials say they made an intentional decision to use the greatest chunk of its budget for investments in projects such as the rehabilitation of major road networks and improvement of electricity.
We have tarred the road from Family Pharmacy to Banja Street. We rehabilitated District Hospital Queen. We have constructed bridges and culverts, and we also constructed some high tension electricity to Namo area, as well as installation of transformers. We have also been able to extend water to some other communities.
During deliberations to drive at ways through which more ideas to develop the municipality could materialize, the council officials announced that they were finalizing agreements for a memorandum of understanding between Bermuda 3 and Banyu Council in the Adamawa region to exchange best practices.
We intend to share our cultural practices, exchange visit tourism, exchange economic ties.
The council session was chaired by the divisional officer for Bermuda 3, Ayuni Austin Saka, who encouraged the councillors not to relent in collaborating with the defense and security forces to ensure the safety of residents. Mercy Kosi, CRTV News, Bermuda.
A convention to ease the socio-professional integration of youth has been signed today in Yaoundé between the Multipurpose Youth Empowerment Center and a specialized youth counseling unit. The event served as an instance to throw more light on the benefits of the biometric youth card. Maimuna Njoya.
Some youth in the center region, like elsewhere in Cameroon, do not have access to decent jobs, either because of the lack of training or inadequate awareness on existing opportunities. The Multipurpose Youth Empowerment Center, led by Armand Veme Atangana and placed under the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, therefore appears as a palpable intermediary between the state and the youth. The convention between the center and a specialized counseling unit known in French as CFP Ariza Marbeuf is in line with ongoing strategies to ease the socio-professional integration of the youthful population. Enough reason to lay emphasis on the advantages of the biometric youth card. Marcia Lionel Edimbi is one of the signatories.
I want to invite all the youth to subscribe to biometric card because it's an opportunity they can get to be trained and to get a good job. In our context, it's not easy, but the state of Cameroon promotes professional integration.
And aside the possibility of acquiring scholarships, there are high chances of getting desired jobs. The secondary school students present at the signing ceremony were also sensitized on the importance of some fields of study in the digital, audiovisual, management, economic, or medical domains. Maimuna Njoya, CRTV Center.
Local companies and enterprises in Africa have taken the firm commitment to implement corporate social responsibility initiatives to improve socioeconomic development on the continent. This is the outcome of exchanges made during the third edition for the International Forum of Legal and Figure Professionals, which took place today in Yaoundé. We have details of the exchange with Archie Fuzer
Corporate social responsibility has become a significant focus for international organizations. Companies and enterprises operating in Africa are increasingly expected to contribute to social and environmental well-being of their resident cities. Dr. Rachel Okani explains.
You have stakeholders, they have different needs, they have a lot of concern. Some are powerful, other are less powerful, but everybody's need has to be taken care of.
There is often a limited understanding of corporate social responsibility. This gap can result in a lack of engagement and support for initiatives, reducing their effectiveness. According to Dr. Rachel Okani, its implementation lies on the legal responsibility of the state.
Some countries have already said that they have taken laws, there are not decrees of application. Some have not yet adopted some laws. If you don't have a law, you need to adopt a new law. But if you already have a law, you have to make sure that it is implemented.
Continued efforts and innovation approaches are made by the Organization for the Harmonization of Business Law in Africa, OADA, together with experts during this four-day forum.
32 local and international experts in artificial intelligence will converge on Yaoundé for the 7th edition of the African Day of Competitive Intelligence that we hold for 2 days from the 30th to the 31st of May. The director of the African Center for Competitive Intelligence, Dr. Guy Gueth, made public the information today in the news conference. He said the upcoming event will take place under the theme, The Contribution of Artificial Intelligence to the Performance of African Public and Private Actors, and will offer the participants the opportunity to gain knowledge on the importance of artificial intelligence to the growth of society.
The African Competitive Intelligence Days, the theme is the contribution of artificial intelligence in the performance of public and private players. This will be a very great moment because we would like to address the importance of artificial intelligence in the enhancing performance of our companies, public administration. During those days, we'll talk about digitalization, entrepreneurship, presentation of interesting projects developed here in Cameroon by young people around artificial intelligence. It's very important for us to know that if we do not want artificial intelligence to present his dark side, we have to control everything about it, and especially with norms. We have the partnership of MIPOSTEL, so it means that our authorities are aware of the importance of this. So during this activity, you will have the opportunity to also listen to the Ministry of Post and Telecommunication and to have what the government really think about artificial intelligence today in our country.
Abroad in Djibouti, tens of thousands of genetically modified mosquitoes have been released in an effort to stop the spread of an invasive species that transmits malaria. The friendly, non-biting male Anopheles stephensii mosquitoes are said to carry a gene that kills female offspring before they reach maturity. Only female mosquitoes bite and transmit malaria and other viral diseases. In sports, the University of Yaoundé One's fan club has arrived in Garoua ahead of the 2024 edition of the University Games that will begin on May the 25th. Mercy Ajo Nyabiye was at their lodging site at the Jumasi neighborhood in Garoua that is serving as the Games village.
It will be a cacophony of sounds as fan clubs from the different institutions of higher learning chair their teams to victory at the 2024 University Games in Garoua. The ambience at the Games Village in the Njumasi neighborhood is already mounting with the arrival of the University of Yaoundé One fan club. Maguku Tiku Shalin is a chemistry student of Yaoundé One University, and she is in Garoua for the first time and looking forward to the ambience.
We have prepared ourselves mentally and psychologically with the climate and everything to accompany them. Our objective is to bring back the gold medal back to Yaoundé One. We also have our own championship that we are going through.
Songs, slogans, choreography, she says, are some of the activities that will serve as side attractions during the games. The journey to Garoua, she adds, was quite long and full of surprises.
Every 5 hours, we're stopping like to strengthen up our legs, do a little bit of exercise, to buy stuff and get refreshment. Though we had water inside the box, after 3 hours, we're constantly dehydrating ourselves with water and mostly cola. That's what the medical service with whom we're traveling, they advise us to take much water, Coca-Cola.
At the level of Palace of Ngaoundiri, one of the boss you see of Yaoundé one that had an accident. By God's grace, there was no death.
Mentally and psychologically, Maguku Tiku Shalene is quite confident they are ready for the sporting jamboree. Mercy Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garoua.
CRTV News.